So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
For $1 million, how many days would you go undercover in prison? How many days?
What's the reward?
$1 million. I just want to know how many days you're willing to put in.
I see. I like the way you
frame
the question.
Or is it like a month? Because I see those shows, you know, like 60 days in. Are you fucking crazy?
Is it $1 million per day?
I don't know that. No.
Million's the lump sum that you get, and it's how many days. Like, if somebody said 7 days and you said no, but you're like, oh, like they want you to do 8 days. Like, would you do it for 6 days? Excuse me. Would you do it for 6 days?
I just want to know, for $1 million, how many days are you willing to spend in jail?
Okay. I have another follow up question. Are we talking like maximum security psychos, or are we talking
jail's jail?
Or are we talking like
not prison?
Can I just do like
jail.
An overnighter?
Jail?
Like, I got arrested.
Jail's different. Jail's temporary.
It's usually, I was about to say, jail is like drunk drivers
months.
And shit like that. Like,
it's a lot of in and out.
It's 6 months to a year.
Yeah. It's usually 6 months or less typically.
For
but
a
I heard
milli?
It's not great either.
Prison. I've heard you get hit with a don't even wipe and turn around.
Stand up, turn around, don't even wipe.
Or that sounds like my size.
That sounds like my
your
size.
Ass. When someone farts yeah. and you hear it from the peanut gallery, that sounds like my side.
Damn, dude, how do you know all these jail jokes?
Just,
bro,
just memes.
I think Instagram. Yeah.
I think for a milli,
how many days? You could definitely do 1 day.
I can do one day. I was about to say for like jail, I think I'd be willing to do a month and not a day more.
Oh wow, that's pretty good. 30 days?
I think I could do 30 days.
Damn, so you've probably seen most of what goes on in 30 days. Maybe not a riot, but you see, you know.
Imagine during your 30 days, there's a riot in between that shit.
I just think a million cash, like, yeah, like that month, like, it would probably be worth it.
It's the longest month of your life.
No, don't get me wrong. It's going to be a challenge. And it's like, I'm sure you're going to face a lot of adversity, but for a milli, yeah, I'd do a month. A month.
Damn.
I ain't doing no 2 months though. No 2 months. No 45 days. Nope. I'll do 30 days.
Maybe a week.
How much do those 60 days in guys make?
I don't know.
Do they even get paid for that or?
No, they get the content.
I hear, because they send in undercover cops
yeah.
to like infiltrate, you know, to get the scoop. What are those guys getting paid? $50,000 a year to go fucking do that? Are you crazy?
Minimum wage?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
You would think that they would have, like, it would be a really high ranking type of officer doing that.
Yeah, to do like undercover.
Yeah. Well, I guess my point is that they're probably ain't doing no $50,000, and I'm sure they're getting like, there's got to be some sort of big reward for them. Especially a lot of those guys, if they're like family man, it's like, dude, like leaving your family like to do a job like that, like there's got to be a big, big like reward for that.
The reason I say that is because I was watching a video on like this person who worked for the CIA.
Uh-huh.
And they were she was talking about like how much everyone gets paid. Like they just get paid like a flat, the same.
All of them?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. There may be different perks to the job and stuff, but like, the salary is the government salary. That's whatever they ask you to do. You got to do it.
So yeah.
That's crazy. And in she was saying it's a lot less violent than... It's not fucking James Bond. This is like all about gathering intel. You know what I mean? That's the most important thing. Is like, A, gathering as much information as you can, not getting caught, and also trying to flip other people to join your side, I guess. Like, kind of thing. It's not as action-packed.
Yeah, no, I'm sure there's so much government just waste and just like randomness in government. Elon mm-hmm. Musk tweeted something recently that kind of blew my mind. I mean, all of these little things that people don't even realize, like what government creates an opportunity for. He posted a thing, and it was something like Nancy Pelosi's like stepdaughter was a salaried employee, and her role was like she had some absurdly ridiculous role. It was like
Tap water,
like
taster.
consultant for
just that word like umbrella,
like consultant for culture for like the Department of just some random like it, the two departments, they don't make sense at all. Like you're like, wait, why would you need somebody for like a finance position like that? To makes no sense. Like why is, and she got, and it actually says like, no, her salary is $185,000.
She probably doesn't do shit,
and she probably doesn't do fucking nothing.
Sharpens like, the crayons,
cause yeah.
Pencil sharpening, making copies and shit.
Well, yeah, and you also think too, it's probably like the other thing too is like, oh yeah, like these are just like remote positions, like you didn't need to go in the office, like
it's one Zoom a week maybe.
It's like, yeah, and you're in Barbados, fucking bag, like the bag, you're like, what the fuck is this?
I saw this, you follow you know how like senators can trade and stuff like that?
Yeah.
But they have to make all that stuff public and stuff. So you can follow like their trading.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how much money they make.
Yeah, no, they're smart. They know what they're doing.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's scary though, because it's like the only thing that's scary about it is that you don't know when they fucking dip. That's the thing. That's the problem.
Probably right after Nancy Pelosi sells off her share is right when it's going to dip.
Yeah.
Think of how much leakage there is in the government as far as like money wasted. Like I remember learning that the U.S. government is like the largest consumer of anything in the world. It's like the largest being,
yeah,
that spends and
makes sense
and makes whatever it is. But yeah, so like think of how much. Like that, someone gets paid $180,000. Think of how many like receipts are forged and all this bullshit just to like leaks out of this giant $1 trillion lump sum account. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's like this ultra leveraged, ultra like wealthy thing that is just out of control. It's just so out of control. And it's like, even like the income taxes that we collect, it's just basically paying off the minimal amount of debt. It's like collecting all of these taxes from every citizen of the United States, and they're basically paying like the minimum payment on a credit card, and they're just ultra leveraged, just ultra borrowing. Just,
we're borrowing from the future.
it's crazy to think about. It's actually
the rate
nuts.
Is not as bad as a credit card, but but yeah, we're all these bondholders, you know, that need to be paid in 15 years.
Yeah.
We're taking that money now. So yeah, it's just kicking the can down the road, as they say.
Yeah.
Saving it for tomorrow's problem.
Yeah. Very excited about Doge, though. Very excited.
It's taken off.
Doge is taken off?
No. Well,
it was on an upswing there for a while.
I mean, I wouldn't know anything about the cryptocurrency and its performance recently. I would imagine it's doing well, but for, you know, for no reason probably, but no, I mean, if, you know, over the next 4 years, if there can be some sort of transparency and some frugality involved in the government, like I think that's like a positive step in the right direction, and you know, I'm excited for that.
So I bought in at just under 8 cents, and it's at 38 cents right now.
Good for you, little triple bagger.
Yeah, obviously it's pretty volatile.
You don't say.
What did you buy at?
0.76 cents.
Yeah, but
sorry, 7.
0?
7 cents, basically.
Yeah, bought in at 0.072.
Mm-hmm.
And some change.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Only bought not that much.
Not that much.
Do you ever look at like stocks that you were thinking of going in on and you're like, you know what, I'm not gonna do it, and then now they're like just skyrocketed through the fucking roof?
Yeah, no, literally this was 2 months ago, I bought Palantir at $28 and it's at 61 right now.
Nice.
Like, no, I sold already. no positive things came from this. I got scared because there was a.
It's also a volatile stock though. I've seen it talked about as a meme for a long time. Palantir.
Yeah, it's one of those companies that's like not necessarily generating revenue yet, but it's just so promising and they just have a good business model. People seem very excited about it and they get lots of government contracts. So it's like people love that, you know, if the government's paying them, it must be like a valuable thing that they're producing. So,
okay. Speaking of the government, we haven't done a conspiracy in a while.
Ooh, that's
big
true.
Conspiracy. Let's
so maybe, maybe we'll go into a conspiracy here. Thank you, Hazel. Do you believe in Atlantis?
The underground?
Like an underground city? Or yeah. No, underwater city.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you believe that that ever existed?
Wait. The question is, do I think it ever existed?
Sure, yeah.
I don't think I've seen enough conspiracies or enough anything to formulate a strong opinion about this. So, generally speaking, I would just say no.
Mm-hmm. Were you going to say something?
I was going to say maybe like one point it could have.
That's what I'm saying. Do you believe that at one point there was a city underwater?
I wouldn't maybe say underwater. Maybe now it's underwater. But at one point it was above water and some shit went down.
Okay, do you believe that those clouds in the sky you see are chemtrails? That the government is spraying us with chemicals?
I actually believe that there is some sort of air pollution / weather manipulation happening some of the time.
Do you believe in cloud seeding?
What's that?
It's basically like, the same thing.
It's the same thing, yeah, but like airplanes are like flying, like dropping stuff in the clouds. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, do you think they're trying to not just manipulate the weather, but introduce chemicals to like human beings, basically?
Yes.
Okay. Because they've, you know, they started fluoriding water, you know, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it has health benefits, but now there's like a pushback in that sense. But that's one that they're public about. Do you think that, you think there's weather manipulation?
But
yeah,
James, in an effort to do what?
Have you ever heard of like the rules for war? And it's like a signed agreement between all of these nations.
The Geneva Convention?
I don't think it's the Geneva Convention. Okay. I know what you're talking about, but there's, it's almost like a mutual treaty type agreement for like just basic.
Sounds like the Geneva, but okay.
Anyways,
it means like you can't use weapons like this because it's,
well, like, yeah, like
you can't use like gas weapons on people and stuff.
Yeah, it's so,
or civilians.
And one of the rules is you can't manipulate the weather.
Okay.
Why else would they?
In war, you can't manipulate it, or just in general?
It's, I would have to look it up, but I'm 99% certain it's because, yeah, like what James is saying, like they want to eliminate the nastiness of war. Like they don't want to poison people. Like they want people to like have these shit lives if you're going to fight for your country. And it's like they wanted to have like basic things that like, hey, like these are lines that we just like can't cross when it comes to war. I mean, obviously it's more of a guideline rather than a rule, but one of the things that they mentioned was that they don't want weather manipulation.
Well, I think they exist because you can get charged for war crimes if you break them, if you knowingly break them, you know what I mean?
Sure. But I guess my point being is that there's a reason why I think it was written down, and it's because the tools are there, whether we want to believe it or not. I do believe that we could manipulate the weather if we truly wanted to.
So why? How? Why would we manipulate the weather, I guess? What is our goal?
Well, why does the government want to do anything? I don't fucking know what their motives are all the time. I would imagine it's just generally speaking for population control.
Mm-hmm. So, like, at the start of this year, that's all my work was talking about. Like, oh, like they seeded the clouds. Like, that's why the weather's, like, prolonging. Like, this wasn't, like, anticipated. Like, all that stuff.
So, you're, obviously, humans manipulate the weather in a sense. But you're saying, like, purposefully change it in an effort to what result do they want out of it? Do they want more rain? Or are they trying to fix the ozone? I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, I mean, the why is a great question. I don't necessarily have like a good theory why, but I strongly believe that the tools are there and they can do it if they want to.
What are the tools?
Like the cloud, like whether it's cloud cover, precipitation, like chemicals that they drop to change like the toxins in the air. Like I think, like just little particles, like things that, you know, maybe it's like substances that make certain species thrive better, whether it's like
GMO.
Yeah, they, like whether it's like exists. Mosquitoes or, you know, whether they want a certain species to thrive in a certain climate. I think things like that definitely exist. I strongly believe that there's some manipulation of that even today, whether we want to believe it or not.
I definitely believe that there's, to a degree, obviously humans interact with their environment, and sometimes there are unwanted side effects, you mm-hmm. know, like our pollution and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
we don't, that's just a side effect of what we're trying to do, tailpipe emissions and stuff. But I'm just curious, you know, why would they do it? I don't.
I mean, I understand them doing it in like more like the drought areas, like where like the farmers don't have like a continuous supply of water or enough mm-hmm. water to like grow the crops. I get it. But other than that, man, just leave that shit alone.
It is like playing God in a sense. If you're trying to like, when I think of, when you say, you know, manipulate the weather, I think of like them trying to prevent like a hurricane or something like that, or like, or in a, at a lower level, just like start rain, like influence rain to happen. Is that what mm-hmm. you're talking about? Or are you talking sure. like even smaller scale, like microclimates or like,
I think all of that, I think all of that happens.
Cause like we influence the climate in this room by, you know, ripping ass or something like that. But like, and our body heat, but like, that's a side effect. We're not trying to do that, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's just natural. That's natural.
It's a byproduct. It's yeah. an externality of like.
Yeah, it's natural when I rip ass.
It's unnatural. It's unholy is what it is.
I'll try.
It's an exorcism.
I'll try and give one to the pod today. Get a nice little rip.
I mean, I don't want to believe that they do that. But yeah, maybe. And I hope that if they do it, it's to try and yield better crops or whatever, or to try and be beneficial.
Yeah.
But interesting that you said like in that agreement that it's excluded, you know, what if they could use it in a more malicious way where they could instigate floods, you know, in upon their enemy or whatever. That would be crazy. Imagine that.
Well, yeah. Think of an island nation, like what a tsunami does to it.
Fucks it up.
Yeah, like that's something that could totally happen.
Remember Indonesia, the 2004 earthquake?
Yeah.
Absolutely decimated it. Japan's been fucked up a billion times by the fucking tsunamis, but then they had the nuclear thing. That was kind of their bad, but...
which part was it?
Whoa!
the 2011 Fukushima disaster.
Oh, I thought you were going to go...
There was an earthquake, which caused a tsunami, which flooded the, like...
The power plant.
Caused the generators to turn off and they couldn't cool the core. Ooh. So it went off. Gang, gang.
Yeah, that's
I thought
tough.
You were saying back in the day.
Okay. Sorry, real quick. A tsunami is caused by an earthquake typically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's caused by a shift of tectonic plates, which simultaneously displaces a large amount of water very quickly, like the size of, obviously fucking enormous. And then it moves that wave, and then that wave eventually hits land and fucks it all up. So how could they cause a tsunami? How could the government cause a tsunami? I don't know if they have that yet.
What if they put
dynamite in a fault line? They put a bomb in a fault line.
All those submarines and warships you have out there,
yeah,
just fucking
they put
drop
a bomb,
that
they
bomb.
Go, you know, because the Ring of Fire, right? The Pacific has a bunch of tectonic movement. What if they put a bomb in between there, boom, go off? Big-ass wave. Crashes into Japan.
Yeah, I
answered my own question.
Yeah.
We did it. It was us.
Just talking out loud here.
It's true, man. It's true.
That's funny.
It's a very dangerous, resourceful group, and they can do things. I don't know. They just, I think of the government, and I think that they just literally have. Oh no, we're watching the Steelers and Browns game, and Russell Wilson just had an all-time bad fumble, and looks like the Browns recovered it. Yep, I think when all of the Browns go to the end zone with the football, I think that means they recovered it.
Second quarter, 3 minutes and 11 seconds left. It wasn't even the snap. He just like fumbled it.
He just had like a soft hand. Like, yeah, just one handed it.
Was
just,
it Miles Garrett? Know. Yeah. Let's see this.
Watching the replay.
Weak play action. Yeah, that 93 got his hand kind of. Oh,
good old Miles Garrett, man. God, he is a dog, that guy. No, I was about to say, I thought that was 95. I was like, no way he recovered that.
Oh, right there, yeah. Miles Garrett.
Man, he's so good at football.
He's a beast.
He is unbelievable at football.
Browns have 3 sacks. Anyways. We obviously influence things like plants and animals.
Yeah.
We started domesticating animals a long time ago so that we could make them our pets. Fatter. I mean, like, in an effort to eat them.
Oh, we got cows and shit?
You'd make them, yeah. And horses and...
Pigs,
chickens.
Yeah, those contests. You can grow, like, the fattest, biggest pig.
That's all human intervention of, like, trying to make bigger and better.
But they're just so, like, unhealthy for the animals. And, like, then we eat that. We consume it. And yeah. Everyone wonders why is everyone getting cancer? Or why is everyone having side effects, like the bad health? It's like, money. What the fuck do you expect?
Money's probably the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feed a chicken all these hormones and stuff, and it gets way fucking bigger, way faster. Dude, Max was telling me, and I found out later he was right, is that, you remember Super Size Me? Did we talk about this?
Yeah.
The guy was an alcoholic at the time.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
He was, so, you know, he went into the doctor, and they gave him, like, a clean bill of health and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then later on, he said, oh, actually, I was an alcoholic, and I was drinking the entire time. So, like, on top of eating 30 days of McDonald's 3 days a week, he was also, like, binge drinking. So, like, that has to taint the results. I'm not standing up for McDonald's.
But it's like, are you throwing up so much that, like well, from, like, your hangovers? Or
I'm just saying it taints the results.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I would go as far as say as it taints the results. I would say that because
he's dishonest because he didn't say he was drinking.
Well, he should have clarified that detail, but I'm sure
I'm an
he
alcoholic.
Didn't. Because I only say this because I'm sure he was an alcoholic before the test. And if, as far as I'm concerned, if you did a test before you did the test, like if you did a test before doing the 30 day McDonald's challenge, and then you did a test after, to me that should be enough of an influence of, you know, the point of what they're trying to accomplish, whether somebody was sober the whole time or whether they're an alcoholic the whole time. But yeah, I mean, I guess part of the problem is because alcohol has calories and it influences, you know, it will influence your blood work. It's very true. But I think the point was, you know, whether you're doing, if you don't want to necessarily change your anything else of your day to day life, you just want to introduce the food.
Well, he
and I
shouldn't
think
have been
that.
The test subject is the answer.
Well, yeah,
he should not have been the study.
How many people out there you think would have been down for the 30 day Mickey D's challenge?
I think what he did was great. But again, I do think the results are not 100% fair based on that. Because, like you said, alcohol contains calories, but also alcohol affects digestion. And you're eating McDonald's. The whole point is to see like how your body reacts to this food.
Like a normal Joe, healthy,
eating
it.
I just thought, and he died recently, I think, along with Rick Harrison, Chum Lee.
Why do you know this?
Shit was crazy, dude.
Now, there's always a meme going around that the guys from Pawn Star died. I don't know. Didn't Chum Lee died though? Didn't
no, he didn't, dude. Shut the fuck up.
Chum Lee's dead.
And last night he's telling me all this shit. Hey, and I'm like,
I was like, Rick Harrison died.
Hey, you know what movie comes out this Friday?
Gladiator.
Gladiator 2.
Oh wow.
I had to bring it up because I was like, oh, I bet James is gonna know.
I'm
sure
playing golf
shit.
Though.
Yeah. As if you'd be going to the theaters instead.
That one I might see in the theaters. I don't know.
Denzel.
Rob, have you seen the original?
No.
Highly recommend it.
I need to.
I don't know, man. If I were to make a movie priority list for you, I think that there's some Tarantino films.
Pulp Fiction would be probably number one.
Well, that and Reservoir Dogs. It'd be basically anything that Tarantino's directed, if you haven't seen, you probably should go see it.
You seen The Departed?
The past 3 episodes you've asked me this, it's the same answer.
It's a good one.
So I've been told.
Have you seen Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
You have? Okay. I like that movie.
Which one is that one about?
Huh? Leonardo DiCaprio's a con man.
Yeah.
It's like a 16-year-old con man who goes on the run. And
great movie.
Great movie. Love that movie.
Good movie.
True story.
He got that dog in him. Yeah.
Based on a true story.
Good one.
Dude's a living legend.
Is he alive?
I thought he died. I think... He must have been on the same boat as all these other motherfuckers.
Yeah, same boat as Chum Lee, dude.
Chum Lee died. I think he came in a valet one time. I said, Mr. Lee, nice to meet you. What else you guys got?
All right, I have a question for you guys.
You got a question?
Let's see. Are gold guns?
No, that's later.
I got to count.
Are we not giving the Memphis rappers enough credit?
Like money back?
I feel like there's such a decent list
NLE Choppa
of rappers that come out of Memphis, like.
Bro, I've been so out of the rap game. I mean, like, look, Moneybagg Yo, he's been growing on me. He's been growing on me, I have to admit. I don't really... Is NLE Choppa he's a Memphis guy, too? Who else?
Pusha-T.
Glorilla.
I ain't listening to Glorilla, man.
Glorilla.
Key Glock, Blockboy JB.
Key Glock, great songs.
All I've heard about Glorilla is that she drives a GLE or something like that, or I don't know.
I do like their accent in Memphis.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
We make music.
We make music.
They have this weird, inflection.
Yo Gotti, Young Dolph.
I just looked at my wrist. I got time today.
Juicy J.
Music.
Juicy J's a Memphis guy?
According to Atlanta.
I thought I would have guessed ATL, but, you know, what do I know?
Or maybe Texas, but, yeah, not.
Memphis, that's Tennessee?
It's on the border of Tennessee and Arkansas.
Interesting.
Along the Mississippi,
Memphis, Tennessee.
Manfred, heard it's a shithole. Shout out yo Memphis listeners out there.
Shout out.
Holding it fucking down.
No, but we all know Virginia's dope as fuck, though.
VA?
VA, baby.
Gang, gang. That's where FP's from.
Yeah, I know. Big Virginia guy, huh?
I went there once. Twice I went to Virginia.
Really?
My aunt lived there when I visited.
Any thoughts, comments?
It's cold as shit when I went.
Cold as shit?
It was like January.
Oh,
it was so fucking cold. But I was out there with my Jeremy McGrath RC car.
Hell yeah.
Oh, damn.
RC motorcycle.
Isn't it crazy to think about that in like a majority of the country, and this time of year, it's fucking freezing.
Cold.
It's fucking cold, bro.
Like, it's about to start snowing and shit.
Yeah.
My buddy in Idaho, they got snow.
Yeah.
Just last week.
My buddy, my boss in Miami is bitching about, he's like, he couldn't believe it that it was going to be 50 degrees in Miami.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, so
50 degrees.
50.
Just to let our listeners know, it's 6:22 p.m. and it's 61 degrees outside.
It's chilly. Dude, it was like 40 degrees in the morning.
Dude,
when you wake up.
It is cold in the morning.
What is it about California cold, though? It does hit different. Well, dude, I'll be in my office at 65 and I'm like freezing.
I think people forget California's a desert.
I think because we're babies.
Yeah.
We're baby
back.
We're just outside of the desert, though. We're like on this side of it. But when the Santa Ana's kick in is when we get that desert wind.
Fucking bullshit. Then fire watch.
Bullshit.
Isn't it crazy how like a lot of insurance companies won't take you if you live in like fire zones?
I get it. I get why. It is crazy that you can't insure.
I need help. And no one wants to help me.
Aren't some insurance companies pulling out of like Florida because of the fucking like hurricanes and something?
Saying the earthquake.
Yeah, they do that every year, but I'm sure they have to. There's some company out there that's gonna figure it out. They're gonna make money, you know.
I always think like, all right, people don't like California because of the earthquakes. Florida, hurricanes,
Midwest tornadoes,
Midwest naders,
some naders.
Got you some naders.
Yeah,
I think I can
New
live.
New York snowstorms, like up in the Northeast.
That's such a different way of living, though.
I wouldn't mind the Northeast, but man, it's like the same. It's almost the same thing as here. It's like you kind of have to have money. If you don't have money in the Northeast, like it's not that.
Here's
chill.
What I don't want to do is like shovel my driveway and scrape snow off my car.
Well, that's why you get
not
a nice heated driveway to melt that.
You said money, so yeah, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Or you pay some 10-year-old kid $50 a month to do that shit.
Dude, he's got a scraper like every day.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Scraping my whole driveway.
Rob's that guy. He's like, he doesn't care where his iPhone's made. Foxconn and the jumping off bill, he doesn't care. give me that cheap iPhone.
Yeah.
In other news, I think Mia and I found a venue.
Nice.
Your clubhouse?
We may have found a venue.
Yeah, right here.
The hot dude I know, right? Seriously.
How much is this?
Pool party.
Oh, we may have found a venue.
Nice.
We're very, very optimistic. I think we just have to do some detail work to make sure what we're paying, what we're getting kind of stuff. But I think that we're cooking with this venue.
First place you found, like you looked at multiple.
This was the fifth place that we've seen.
Okay.
We saw two in Temecula that were, one was literally awful. Like for what they were quoting and what they were offering it was nowhere close to what I was just a hard no right away.
Yeah.
The other place we saw in Temecula was really beautiful, really awesome, had like a lot of good redeeming qualities, was pretty expensive, but the style of the venue, it's more of like an outdoor wedding, so it's kind of one of those things that you were gonna eat outside, the ceremony is gonna be outside, the cocktail party is gonna be outside, so it's kind of like if you want to have like an outdoor type wedding, it would have been perfect.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm more of an indoor guy in general. It's like I don't mind I definitely want some outdoor space. Yeah. But I don't want to eat outside necessarily. That's not really my vibe.
I want to be comfortable in air conditioning.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how I felt.
Pictures look good outside because the natural light.
But, oh yeah. And that was the thing too, that like that one particular venue had like, it's on a hill, you get these beautiful sunsets, it's in like wine country in Temecula. It was really nice, but it just wasn't going to be our style. And then we started checking out a couple places in Orange County. One was like a boutique hotel, one place was like a renovated nightclub in Huntington Beach. And then now we just saw this last place that is super, super promising is it's in Orange, and it's like a restaurant. And
Applebee's?
Close, but not quite. But I'm not. It's just the most promising. They're the most competitive, and I just think that we'll be able to get something over there. So
okay.
we're really optimistic about it. We've been communicating with like the director or whatever, and we're gonna try and just cross our T's, dot our I's, but we're going to try and get that done as soon as possible. Mia's already gotten so excited. She already got her little bridesmaids.
Yeah, I walked in. Stuff. I saw those boxes. I'm like, damn, someone went shopping.
Yeah, no, she got real excited. She was very, very
Hell
excited.
Yeah, that's good.
I was like, oh, man, we're really doing this thing. But no, I'm like kind of like a one step at a time kind of guy. So I'm like, okay, let's lock this in first and then, you know.
Well, dude, my buddy, when he got engaged, like the next week they like secured the date, secured the spot. I'm like, they knew exactly what they wanted, when they wanted it. I was like, good for you guys.
Yeah, good for them. Yeah, no, doing this whole search for venues and like looking up vendors and all of this stuff has been a very eye-opening experience, because that whole industry, I mean, I think they're on some like legitimate drugs. Mia was looking up quotes for a photographer. Bro, okay, so now I literally just have to ask, like James, you're a photographer, you do weddings, and you offer like two or three different packages. Like, how much do you think like a low to middle tier package for a photographer is for like just the wedding? What do you think it costs?
You want an honest guess?
Yeah.
For a middle tier?
Yeah, like
maybe like $5,000.
Yeah.
No way you think that's actually what it costs.
Yeah. Like 5 to 10.
You probably could spend like 10. Dude, the whole industry is
okay, so
the whole industry is bend you over and get fucked. You're gonna find out.
Because Mia told me that she looked at one of these vendors and that one of the photographers would like had a package that was $10,000. I said, get the fuck out of here. And then I even got mad at the $4,000 one. I was like, $4,000? I was like, she's like, yeah, but they're
one guy with an iPhone.
She said that they're professionals. I was like, professionals? I was like, there's no league for photography where there's like professionals. I was like, what do you mean? Like, they just like have an Instagram account and they just post pictures that they take. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, they just like get paid. People pay them. But like, why is this $4,000? It makes no sense to me.
And I always hear it takes like a fucking year to get your pictures back.
Oh, like it takes forever. Yeah.
Does it really?
For whatever reason, yeah. I don't know if they're editing them or what.
You got to think like they're always. You got to think how many weddings they're gonna do in a month, and then how long it's gonna take to edit, Photoshop.
Meanwhile, they're doing a wedding every fucking Saturday,
exactly.
Sunday.
So it's like they got to find the time to do it.
Rip off.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways,
how's it not a crisp 500 bones?
I was.
I got you.
Yeah, me and James will do it on our iPhones. Jeez.
I low key.
My finger over the camera.
I low key ran it by Mia because I was like, "Yo, like, you know, that's fucking ridiculous."
I saw was a cool idea. Is they did like the disposable cameras like on each table?
Give one to everyone,
and
yeah.
Then everyone you have to collect it at the end, and then you like
smart.
Then you like
very interesting.
Them, develop it.
That Why is not? Very interesting.
Yeah. Cock.
Yeah. James, what the fuck are you doing?
That's the picture you're gonna get
from the boys.
Like, oh, here's James in a suit, and nice. There's his cock.
Next one, cake.
Nice steamy pile of shit in the toilet. That food did me dirty. Thank you.
I'm glad we spent money on this.
Nobody does the sound effect of a shit better than James.
That's our soundboard.
He's got experience on the toilet.
On the turtle.
See, but now the next question is going to be, are you going to have allow kids or not?
So I think what we're doing is, I think we'll probably, because Mia has so much family and they have like a lot of kids. So it's like, I think for family, I'd like, you know, whatever, we'll let them bring their kids. But like, I don't know. For me, I'm going to invite like fucking 40 people. He's already got like so many people. I'm trying to keep it like a reasonable number. Cause I one thing I do not want is I do not want like 200 people that I have to say hi to and like greet and like, hey, thank you for coming. Like, I don't want that. That's what I don't want.
I always hear the bride and groom are like stressed out. Like, wedding day is like, and the anticipation and the money, and it's all like very stressful is what I hear.
Because we were set up to have like our ceremony outside of this place, our venue, and then it rained. So we had to last minute transfer everything inside, and then
that's brutal.
It wasn't too bad.
Doesn't sound fun, but luckily, at least you made it work.
Luckily, we had a really nice wedding planner that took care of all of that.
Nice. Yeah, no, every place does it different. This place is, you're basically just paying for the venue, the food, and the alcohol, and then there's, like, nothing else included on top of that. So, then you have to get all the extras. Whereas some places, they kind of try to do a more all-inclusive type vibe, where it's like they have a DJ they work with, they have a florist they work with, and they, you know, they kind of will do a lot of the decorating for you and all of the things that kind of make the experience unique and personal, but then they charge you up the ass for it. So it's like, I don't know. But like I said, this particular venue we got like the best quote from, and it was actually had a lot of redeeming qualities, so I was very optimistic because it was getting a little brutal there, because some of these quotes we were getting, I was like, I don't want to have it. But now I like I said, optimism is what I got.
Mm-hmm.
Your trivia. Blake's trivia time. Speaking of weddings and marriage. What do you think the average age of marriage is in California? Multiple choice. Choice A, 25. Choice B, 26. Choice C, 28. Choice D, 31.
Where's
the other ones?
Choice A, 25. Choice B, 26. Choice C, 28. Choice D, 31.
I'm going to have to go A.
25.
Yeah, 25, 26.
You guys want to
yeah.
split the difference and take B, 26?
Is that the right answer?
No, all of them are wrong. The correct answer is D, 31.
Oh, wow.
It was 30.9 was the average.
I was going to say like 18 for all those military folks.
No.
The Oceanside.
So, yeah, the Oceanside.
Yeah. So I guess it's like slightly younger for women, but slightly older for men, which makes sense. But yeah, it's like, according to AI, 30.9 was the correct answer. So I kind of rounded up.
I was going to say 30.9, but that wasn't one of my options.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I would have gotten it right.
Yeah. Anyways, James, big golf round tomorrow.
Huge.
Big golf round tomorrow.
Why?
Are you gonna have time to warm up? Are you going to go hit some balls?
No.
No, you're just going to straight raw dog it.
I think me and Kyle, hopefully we'll put some money on it too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I think I'm just going to play the front because I want to get home and play Call of Duty, frankly. I got work to do.
Hey, man, if that's the truth.
We got to clock in on that second unpaid job.
I know.
Till we get paid for it.
Yeah.
We got to start streaming.
Yeah. I don't see why you wouldn't these days. I mean, it's not even like that difficult to do.
Well, no one fucking watches.
I think you can stream straight from your Xbox. Like, you can just like click stream and
it's
going.
Yeah, I can do it from my PlayStation to my Twitch account.
Yeah. I guess the only thing that's annoying is that you want to have like good performance, and it's like if you're streaming from your console, I'm sure it's gonna fuck up your frames.
Oh, it fucks.
Yeah,
probably. It like for my PlayStation, it zooms everything in to like you're watching a live Twitch stream, and that's how like you play.
A lot of streamers have two computers, right? One just dedicated to gaming, and the other one dedicated to all the other shit.
Well, you have one at
Twitch and OBS and all that shit.
Because Twitch will only keep how it used to be, only keep your video or your stream up for like a week. And then it would disappear off your account. You have to have, like, the card to, like, record.
But that's just storage. I mean, like, they literally have a different processor and a whole rig. So that their gaming performance isn't altered at all by what's going on.
Yeah, you got a streaming PC.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Which I would imagine is just, like, storage, processing, and that's really it.
Yeah,
like,
you probably don't need graphics or anything.
Probably don't need it, yeah.
Processor and a shit ton of storage.
Yeah, and like a halfway decent amount of memory. Memory's not that expensive though, so
integrated graphics.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. When I was building my PC, I don't know. When I built my PC, I thought about, I was like, man, like, you know, maybe I should upgrade, or maybe I should do like a streaming type build. I don't know. I don't know if I would build a computer again, though. I don't know if I would. I just don't think it's that much more expensive, or even it could be cheaper sometimes. You just buy a pre-built one.
It is. Yeah.
It's like, why? It's like, do I need the personal touches? Like, do I actually care that much? I don't think I do.
Yeah, I think you reach that age. Same thing with like working on cars. Like, I'm older now, and like I don't have this like ego or pride of like I want to do it myself. It's like,
yeah,
now time value of money is like, yeah, I'll just buy one.
Yeah, Mia changed an air filter
in her car.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Nice. I was like, good for you, babe.
Nice.
She got pissed because the guy at AutoZone or wherever the fuck, Pep Boy, I don't fucking know what place it was, gave her the wrong air filter. She tried to change it, realized it didn't fit, so she had to go back. She was mad.
Why did she change her air filter? How did she know that it was time to do so?
Dude, this is a great question that you should ask her.
That's not something that comes up in like a check engine light, so I'm just curious why.
You should just definitely ask her, because
interior your boy, air filter?
That's a cabin filter.
Or cabin filter?
It's a cabin air.
Yeah, when it comes to cars,
I changed one in the Tesla.
I ain't doing nothing with cars, bruh.
People don't.
AAA, fucking, I get my old Valvoline, dude. Quick Express, man.
I do think you should be able to change a tire. That's like the one thing. It's like,
yeah, your boy ain't changing no
tire. The only reason is because you could be out there waiting for like 2 hours for AAA, or you could change it yourself in like 20 minutes. That's the only reason I say you should learn how to do that. It's because of the stranded factor and the fact that, like, hi, AAA, please. And then you're just sitting there on the side of the road waiting. I wouldn't want
to
wait.
I've had to do that once with the Subaru for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Never done this before. And caught a flat tire on my way home from work at, like, I don't know, fucking like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Tow service I have takes fucking 2 hours to get someone out there to you.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck that. They weren't giving me a call back or an update.
Well, they put you on low priority. I think there's like a triage.
What the fuck?
You know what I mean? For tow trucks and drivers. So if you're just like a flat tire and you're safely on the side of the road, you're like last.
Dead last.
They're making like no money off of you and you are not injured. There's no car accident that they need to move out of the way. So I believe that's why you're like last.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
There's a triage there.
Shout out. I called Maria. She actually picked
up.
She
came down and did it.
She actually picked up.
She picked up the phone. Then brought me my impact gun.
She a real one.
Fucking NASCAR pit stop on the side of the PCH.
Damn. That actually would probably be like the best feeling in the world, being able to like fix a flat tire super quickly and then just like keep it moving. Fix the problem later. I bet that feels real nice. I have actually popped a tire one time. It was in the Ford Fusion. One time.
What was the cause of the pop?
Just like a fucking nail on the freeway. I mean, I was literally on the off ramp and all of a sudden, like, I was in the right lane, but then like I immediately heard my tire pop and I was like, I literally just ran something over. Like, it wasn't like my tire was low pressure or some shit, but yeah, it hit something, tire popped, and I was like, oh, well, hopefully I can get off the freeway. And yeah, I made it on the off ramp and stopped at a gas station. And then I was like, gonna have to call someone for this one.
I had an Allen key in the Subaru go into my tire.
Damn, that's unlucky.
Fucking sucked.
Isn't that such a shame? Like, how unlucky is popping a tire? Because you're like, oh, sweet, there goes $200, like, just right there, like, just immediately.
And the headache, the pain in the ass of, like,
yeah,
even if you do change the spare yourself, you put the spare on, and now you got to drive to the tire shop to get the new tire put on. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
The worst is when you had already changed your spare tire, so now you got to take your spare tire off. Remember, you forgot to fix the other tire you popped, so now you have no tire.
Damn.
You have no spare for the spare.
No spare for the spare.
A lot of people have spare tires that are empty or flat also. Yeah. So check your spare tire and make sure it has air in it. Because what good is a spare that doesn't have any air
exactly.
in it?
Exactly.
How often do you check your spare?
You should check it as often as you check your tires, which is how often?
Never.
Ooh.
Dude, at least once a year, make sure there's air in it. That's all I'm saying.
It also sucks for the people who don't have spares.
Yeah.
We don't have spares.
A lot of the time they have run flat tires.
Teslas though. Don't have spares?
No, they run flats. If you get the run flats.
Yeah.
After you get your second
spare. But they give free roadside, I think, so.
Huh? I was going to say, don't run flats lower, like, they're not as efficient?
They're not as soft of a ride, that's what I've noticed. Mm. And they can be louder.
I think that's a good car to have a run flat in, though.
Well, they do it to cut cost or cut weight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very interesting.
Wheels and tires are heavy, for sure.
That's why we have all that nice trunk space underneath.
Yeah. Where would it go? Where's the spare? It would have to go there, and it ain't there.
No. Like, the spare on my truck took it off.
Did we have the truck? Did we have the talk about the Cybertruck? Do we think it's cool?
I think it's cool.
It's all right.
I think it's cool. So we got two, like, legitimately think it's a cool car. Like, no cap.
I do think
it's a cool car.
Douches probably drive it.
Sure.
Say that about a lot of trucks.
The people who, for me, who have Cybertrucks are the people who have money and are just flaunting it in front of your face.
Well, because you can't get a Cybertruck without wrapping it. That's the thing that I've noticed. Well, you can't wrap it. You got to wrap it in whatever dumb business you're promoting, you know?
Yeah, that's a lot of that's just like tax write off, like
expense it to the business or whatever.
I mean, it only comes in one color.
Big D's.
It's actually not even like that bad of a play when you think about it, because if you're right now, today, if like a car just driving down the highway, no car turns more heads right now than a Cybertruck. That's just a fact.
Because it looks like nothing else on the road.
Exactly.
It looks like a fucking space shuttle.
Yeah.
In a eye-catching way, for sure.
I do miss valet for that reason, because I just want to drive one.
Yeah.
That and the Hummer EV, I wanted to crab walk everywhere.
The Hummer EV would be kind of like a sick, like...
Those are sick.
Yeah.
I think they're cool. They're super expensive.
Yeah.
Was a Hummer EV like 100K?
I think over like 150 or something like that.
You don't see many driving around.
Damn.
I saw a number. 150? I saw 175 somewhere.
Oh my god, that hurts, bro.
Yeah.
Why?
GM's gonna make that money back.
150, 170. Oh my God.
I think a lot of it is the dealer markup.
Oh yeah.
Is that, I mean, but still, even if it's MSRP, that's crazy.
Well, MSRP is about 100. It looks like it starts at 100.
Dealers are like, get fucked.
Yeah.
Bend over. Welcome to Bend Over.
Benjamin Dover's.
Auto.
Damn. For a non-sports car, that is a lot.
But it's fast.
Dude, how much were those T-Rexes were going for, like, a crazy amount?
Yeah, those are also marked up.
Pandemic, they were
everything
going for...
Everything
is... Wait, T-Rex, is that the truck?
It's a Dodge.
The Hellcat truck, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Hellcat Ram, truck. Ram.
It's a Ram Hellcat, yeah.
I see. Gotcha.
Are they fun to drive? Yes. Are they overpriced? Yes.
Oh! Oh, my
no
goodness.
No way.
Dude, it's just fumble rooskies all day.
Well, their hands are cold. They're still fighting over the ball.
Jameis Winston fighting for the ball.
What's that game we used to play when we were little? When you had the ball and you had to get it tackled?
Schmear the...
Yeah, I'm not going to say it. That's what I'm asking someone else to.
Remember Jameis Winston eating his hand like a W? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's like, you see that right there? I heard he's a cornball, but he's pretty funny, at least what I've seen.
Oh, yeah. No, he's hilarious.
But he's a total
FSU guy.
Total goofball.
Yeah.
Is he from Florida? Where's he from?
I think he is from Florida.
From
he's
Memphis?
A Florida recruit.
Merzik. Make so much Merzik.
Merzik.
That interview was fucking hilarious.
Hi, John.
With Glorilla?
Yeah.
I didn't watch all of that.
Jameis Winston at FSU famously got in trouble for stealing some crab legs.
Really?
Dead serious. I think he, like, walked out on some dinner tab or just, like, took some crab legs at the seafood restaurant and just didn't pay or some shit like that.
Damn.
He thought that was on the house, but he was wrong.
All right. What's the gold gun?
The count?
Gold gun count?
Yeah.
Well, I was telling James before you got here, Rob, that because I've been under the weather the past couple of days, I've been playing during the day for a little bit. Oh, my God, there's another fumble. There's literally another fumble. What is this football game?
It's like snowing out there.
Dude, this is...
It's like peewee football.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, I got some baby oil on that thing. Like, what's
on
going
some ditty?
On? Oh, man. No, but I've been playing a little bit COD. A couple things. I'm really, really close to my Amy's being... like that 100 headshot level, so mm-hmm. Working on the second gold AR, and then
you guys like that gun, huh? I don't get it,
dude.
Okay, that's the best gun besides the Model L.
Literally,
Model L is better.
Yeah, the Model L is just, it just hits a little harder.
I think
harder,
it hits harder. I think the Ames is a fucking pea shooter.
That
I'm putting eight shots into someone's chest, dude.
The thing is that to me, the Ames is actually probably. I like it better than the XM4 because, dude, that thing is a beam. It's a laser beam, bro.
Okay, look, I guess my whole thing is that I prefer something that hits a little harder, and I can live with the recoil. That's just me as a player.
Yeah.
I'll take I guess what I'm used to is, like, I'd rather have something kick a little more at the sacrifice of power. Same thing with, like, the Tonto doesn't bother me. Like,
yeah.
It's bouncy.
I haven't gotten those guns high enough of a level. And, like, look, don't get me wrong. I'm trying to get, like, the Tonto and some of those, like, harder-hitting weapons, like, to leveled up a little bit more. But, man, like, the thing that drives me crazy in COD is when somebody's on a heady and, like, I can't rip them off it. And the Amy's, like, I've ripped so many people off headies with that gun. So I was like, yeah, dude, if you want to fucking just peek your head out, like, dude, I'm going to rip you off the heady. That's what that gun does. So
it does feel like this game has a lot of head glitches, for sure.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Especially the maps we play.
The staircase head glitches suck.
But that's why you also should run FMJ. Rob convinced me you got to run FMJ.
Yes.
You know when we play Gala and there's always a guy up top? We're taking him down every single time.
Straight through that.
Because what they do is they hit the deck and I'm just right through him.
Yeah.
Yeah, why aren't we playing right now?
I just need to get the Goblin gold, and then I have all the ARs gold.
Damn.
Yeah, look at you. Hell yeah.
How many ARs are there? There's six?
Seven?
You got six gold ARs?
And I just got the Krig last night.
Damn.
You got a gold?
We're playing Search
no,
now.
Not yet.
We're actually playing Search, which is something I don't really play, and it was fun.
Search is like fun once you've like already grinded all the camos and stuff like that.
Not good for camo.
I asked
grind.
James no, last over slow. The weekend, when are we gonna play Search? He's like, when I have all my guns gold, and that was it. I'm like, all right.
Well, dude, sometimes fucking Nuketown 24/7 gets stale, yeah. And then that little hotel stakeout gets old. It is great for the headshot grind.
That's the only reason why I like stakeout.
Stakeout's awesome.
I actually, I'm so sad they don't have that playlist anymore.
Yeah,
stakeout 24/7.
Well, they have stakeout, warhead, gala, pit, rotation.
Yeah, that thing is at the.
I'll
other,
take those.
The other three maps, I don't know.
I'll take.
How
pit.
Are the new ones you like? So I was listening to this our last episode, and we're talking about the new maps coming, the new changes that are coming.
Okay.
What do you guys think of the new maps and the new guns? Like, what is your take on the new update from last week?
Man, I honestly couldn't even tell you what the new guns are. Well, I don't even know.
The SOG?
The SOG.
SOG
oh,
is
the
okay.
SOG.
The Krig, I like it. I've barely used it, yeah. And I like it. Heirloom, fuck that map. Do you know the one where it's an art museum? And it's like
Heirloom,
rectangular?
Heirloom is a terrible map.
Yeah, it's ass.
That's a terrible
What else is
map.
It one of the new maps?
Extraction and
oh,
Extraction's
ass
and Hideout.
Map.
That's probably my least favorite. And then Hideout's not good either.
No.
Is Hideout the one with like the it's like the two
buses.
Buildings? Yeah, and the bus. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That one?
That map's okay.
That map is mid and it's the best of that pack.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not even good.
Dude, you know? I feel like that map could actually be good if there wasn't so much just like junk in the way. I feel like
it's
there's, just,
shit,
like, there's
yeah.
just a lot
shipping
of like containers
and buses
and just like
yeah.
dumb things like. It's way too cluttered. That's the only thing I don't like about it. Other than that, like I think it has potential. But yeah.
It's a good observation. It's true. It's busy. That
it
map
is busy.
Has a lot of shit going on.
I can't stand it. It's so hard to like sometimes there's so much stuff, it's like you can't even tell what's like an enemy or what's
yeah.
just like
yeah.
debris or some other dumb shit.
Especially
like everything
when they're laying
blends
down.
In. Yeah.
A lot of it. There's
Heirloom's
a,
not busy enough.
There's a building in. There's some spaces in the maps where they shouldn't. There shouldn't be space to go there. Like they should cut that down a little bit more. Like just
they could trim the fat on that map
yeah.
for sure.
There's
stuff
a
in
lot,
the back of the spawns where you're like, why is this?
Why,
here?
Yeah, why? It's just a hiding spot for people to go camp in. And
yeah, Rob, you got to get your headset. You got to get your footsteps up,
dude.
This fucking guy.
James is spectating me.
I'm the MVP.
And I'm running around trying to find the last guy alive. And I remember a door that I did not open. And I left it closed. And I left. And I went a different way. And then on my way back, it's open now. I'm like, I didn't open that. Someone's here. So I turned around. And the dude's right behind me chasing me down. And James is like, did you not hear him? I was like, no.
You got your volume on men?
Bro, yeah. I'm like, the whole... I didn't want to say anything because I want him to be able to hear. It doesn't help for me to go... You know what I mean?
Because then I panic.
Like, he's already yeah. tense. You know, the countdown's going. I'm like... That's not going to help at all. But then... Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't realize that it would have affected that much, but I turned my main game volume down to like 50.
Uh-huh.
So I can't hear any footsteps, which now makes sense. Maybe that's why I've been playing like trash lately.
All right. But yeah, it removes an element of the game because
yeah.
you're like walking around the bomb and I hear like dum, 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 you know, like picking up and I'm like, okay, there's a guy coming. Duh.
Why aren't you reacting?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If you're playing like a competitive type game mode like Search, it's like you really do need to have your volume on like max. But dude, when we play together, it's like, dude, I'm trying to vibe with the boys in Discord. I have the volume on
yeah.
like a quarter. Like
the respawn games where there's Dom and Hardpoint where it's action packed.
Yeah.
It's just
footsteps
fine.
Are way less important.
That's what I'm
saying. You can
saying.
Ignore the footsteps.
Yeah.
But Search, when you're the last one alive, like that's everything.
There's yeah. a point where it's like I planted the bomb, I'm running away, and I'm like looking for this last guy. And I'm just like, we're talking, and he's like, it's right there. I was like, oh.
Well,
I'm like, how did you see that?
I was like, he's defusing. I saw while spectating him that the guy was defusing the bomb.
I didn't notice that while I was playing Well, I was playing and he's like, oh, he's defusing. I'm like, nah. And I looked.
Nah.
I looked. I was like, oh, shit.
That was fun.
That was fun.
But yeah, really bad for the face, for the headshot grind.
Dude.
It sucks.
What was that? What's that map that we kept getting screwed on A?
Oh, Babylon?
No, not Babylon. It was on Search and Destroy. They kept planting A super fast.
Yeah, there's one. Yeah, you said it was super easy to plant that one, right?
It's the fastest route. Yeah, Vault has the fastest route to A.
Vault, you know the swimming pool vault?
Yeah.
That, there's a flag or a bomb under there. And so, like, from...
By a jacuzzi or...
Underneath, like... You know where the,
you know the vault underneath?
Oh, vault. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I gotcha.
If you're in the swimming pool right in the vault, it's like super fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they were planting every single time.
Yeah, like then, we were barely getting into the building and the bomb's planted.
That's so
And then
strange.
It's like 30 seconds starts and you're like, all right, well, they know the three entrances to this place and they're all just like...
they're all laying down, just covering it. Just so prone. It's just like, bro, like.
So it's a dice roll of like, all right, can I take out more than one if I run in there? You know, to try and do
That's
something
more
for the team.
Chuck a quick grenade, hide behind the wall, and then get shot behind you.
That's where you just gotta slide in and just rip somebody.
No,
that's when you go stun yourself, run in,
flash,
stun myself. They got a trophy up. You're fucked.
Yeah.
And then go in there, get one, and get shot in the back.
Yeah.
Something like spectate. That.
Could be worse. You could shoot a guy in the back, and he just turns on you and just melts.
I whiffed last night. I was playing the right way.
You were playing a perfect
I
way.
Made the right play. I think someone planted, and I was last alive. And we were the saboteurs, the planters.
Yep.
And so I'm just waiting in the corner of the way in, and I start shooting as he runs in, and then he turns around and fucking whops me.
Just molly whopped you?
Who? And I was looking like a damn fool.
Spectating him, he hit his shots.
Maybe two of the first ones, and then just.
But then watching the kill cam, dude did not hit jack shit. Yeah.
Oh man, what's the pregame meal before COD tonight?
I might go to Dill. Or eat what's at home.
We're going to go to Bass Pro Shops. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
They have food there?
At Bass Pro?
There's Dell right outside.
Are you guys legit going to Bass Pro after this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Be pro. All right. You have to live in Pittsburgh or Cleveland? Go. Pittsburgh.
I've been on a bit of a rom-com binge.
Oh, Jesus.
And I watched last...
Star-studded cast.
I watched... she's out of your league, or she's out of my league. I forget what is it called. It's one of those two.
Which one is that about?
I think I don't know if it's Reese Witherspoon, but it's somebody who looks like Reese Witherspoon.
It's probably Reese Witherspoon.
And she plays this like super hot, like educated, hot, funny, like dream girl, 10 out of 10, and then the main character, like him and his buddies, they all work at TSA. They're just like kind of like deadbeats. Yeah, yeah. But then like she takes an interest in like him and but anyways.
He's looking for a fault in her the whole time, right? He's trying to find out like what's her flaw.
Well, he's not really, but he's just like a little confused as to why. Like, why are you even talking to me? Like,
you're telling me she's not crazy?
She's got to be psycho or something.
In real life? She's crazy. She's way too much of a catch.
She's
that
not
single.
That into?
No.
What did you say?
She's out of my league or something?
Oh, she's out of your league, or she's out of my league or something like that. But anyways, the reason why I bring it up is because it's based in Pittsburgh. And they were showing like all these scenes, like when they're going on these like dates or whatever.
Looks nice.
It's like they make Pittsburgh look so fucking cool. But I was like, yeah, I bet you Pittsburgh ain't look like this when I go there. I bet you it's gonna look like what I'm seeing on TV right now.
Well, like when I see shots of like the landscape and stuff, like the trees, that looks nice, like the wilderness and the river and whatnot. But I'm sure like downtown Pittsburgh's a fucking shit show. It has to be.
I'll tell you what, though. Pittsburgh Steelers, like, their fans show out for their team, their city.
What else do they got?
Yeah.
The Pirates?
Yeah. That's
the Penguins?
The Penguins. It's a winter town. Football, hockey. That's what they do. Them summer sports, they ain't watching no baseball out there.
No.
They have a soccer team?
Man, fuck if I know.
They gotta be Sixers fans.
Isn't it crazy how the weather, like, it is pouring snow. Look at that.
There was a lot of shirtless guys earlier.
Yeah, they're showing a lot of the shirtless guys.
Bold move.
Isn't that why you tuned in? Or what? You want me to turn the volume on for you too, James?
It's not going to make them wear less shirts. If you turn the volume on. It's not going to change that. You put on the show, guy.
Gay.
Oh, and then I was also listening, well, listening to last pod, how we're seeing how we're going in the third prestige.
Uh-huh.
We're fourth prestige now.
Okay,
you guys are both fourth prestige?
We went from two from last pod to four prestige.
Dude, you guys are grinders.
Dude, you're home all day sick. Fucking get on it.
I know, dude. I know. I completed my dailies yesterday.
At least that's the minimum.
I couldn't do that yesterday.
Dude,
sometimes the dailies are low-key kind of tough.
Don't even get me started. I was pissed off last night. Sometimes they're comically easy.
Yeah.
It's like get 50 kills with a submachine gun.
All right.
Okay. All right, that's easy. Or get one grenade kill. You're like, all right, that's fucking easy. So other times it's like use your decoy scrambler to get some bullshit.
To get 30 eliminations on search and destroy.
Yeah. Get 30 quad kills.
That's funny.
On search, search and destroy.
Have you seen those videos of the people noob tubing on search?
Yeah, where they just like the game starts and they shoot out.
The whole squad just aims up and just fires away.
So trash.
If I would leave.
Guys used to do throwing knives too. They do like a.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's wrap it.
Let's wrap it. If you guys enjoyed this episode of the Bump and Run Boys podcast, don't forget to leave a like, send us an email, let us know that you enjoyed. We're looking out for you. We know we got some homies in Virginia. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 79?
80.
Episode 80 of the Bump and Run Boys podcast. This is Blake Ross.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
See you next time.
Peace.